Good day, Australia. It's Saturday, the 1st of June, 2024. I'm Paige Estrutori for Financial Services Online, with today's top stories from our nation's financial industry. We start with a look at the Reserve Bank. Faced with rising inflation now soaring to 3.6%, the bank is expected to hold interest rates high. Predictions don't anticipate the first rate cut until December 2025, contrary to initial forecasts, putting immense stress on households, especially to the over a million Australians grappling with mortgage strain. Adding to this, experts are cautioning of potential extra rate hikes, which could burden consumer goods and services further. Despite all this, retail sales show a small rise, perhaps signaling constrained consumer spending due to increasing costs. In the insurance sector, top firms SGIO, RACV, and SGIC are in hot water. A class action is underway from Slater and Gordon, accusing the insurers of misleading loyal customers over premiums. A controversial algorithm is at the heart of the case, purportedly manipulating long-term customers into shelling out more than newcomers. Insurance Australia Group, the conglomerate behind the accused, asserts they've upheld their loyalty commitments. In the electric vehicle market, an international study dissects 21 auto manufacturers' strategies. Tesla is cruising ahead, BYD keeping up the pace, and heavyweights like Mercedes-Benz and MG are making inroads. However, not all are faring well. Japanese auto manufacturers like Mazda, Honda, and Suzuki, plus India's auto sector, are slow off the mark in the electric vehicle race. Australia is tackling climate change head-on by transitioning to zero-emission vehicles by 2035, backing the study's findings. Turning attention now to superannuation. Wealth data reports show an interesting trend. People are moving from industry super funds to self-managed super funds in large numbers, with departures doubling since early 2022. Even as industry funds maintain a dominant 34.9% market share, with retail super showing a slight increase, many are heading towards the self-managed route. Consequently, experts see heightened member engagement, denoting a growing focus on future planning. That's your financial headline roundup for today on behalf of Financial Services Online, where we offer expert help around finance, insurance, and money management. For more about our services or to follow these stories in detail, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. From all of us, here's to wise investing and fruitful returns. Paige Estrutori, Financial Services Online, signing off.